Today's Tanya, the 20th of Tishrei, Chof Tishrei, which is also the fourth day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Today's Tanya is in Igeres HaKedosh Siman Chof Gimel, Igeres HaKedosh 23. The Alter Rebbe just finished explaining the greatness of the study of Torah that takes place when 10 Jews are together, that even an angel, if it were present in a room where there were 10 Jews, that the angel would be consumed and destroyed by the holiness generated by the presence of the 10 Jews. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, the Alkein, Za be'einai ha'maisen. Therefore, it is in my eyes bad what is being done. That is being done, that is taking place under the sun in general, under the sun meaning in worldly affairs. In general, in all places where Jews are, and particularly among my brothers and friends, those who approach God, approaching in davening, davening being in the place of the sacrifices, the karban means coming close. So the davening also is a form of coming closer to God, approaching God. So those who come to daven, the achar hatfilah, oy lefaneho, and after davening, or before the davening, nasa meishav leitzim rachmano litzlan, the gathering where the Jews get together before the davening, and after the davening, it becomes a meishav leitzim, a gathering that is light-headed, God forbid. And what does it mean, light-headed? That, as the Mishnah says, that wherever there are two Jews together, sitting together, and they're not discussing matters of Torah, then it becomes a meishav leitzim. Then it becomes an unholy gathering. So if, when 10 Jews are together, it becomes a gathering of leitzim, where the Shechinta Sharia Alayhu, when there are 10 Jews, the Shechinta is revealed and shines on them, is there, it, the presence is there. So ein loch al veina the kalna the Shechinta yesem izeh rachmanu litzlan. There is no greater insult and embarrassment to the Shechinta than the Meishav Leitzim in the presence of 10 Jews. The Imam Rizal, and if the sages say, Al-Ever Aveda Beseset, Shedechik Ragle Hashchina Chash V'Sholem, if the sages say that one who does a sin in private, in secret, displaces the feet of the Shechina, removes the Shechina, the feet of the Shechina, meaning the lower levels of the Shechina, the lower attributes. So if that's true, when a person sins in secret, in private, then ha'ever aveda b'rabim, then someone who is committing a sin publicly, a group, b'rabim, deiche kol shir kaimah shol yetzer bereishis kiviyachol, then that would cause an even greater displacement of the Shechina. The entire shir kaimah, all the attributes, not only the lower attributes, but the entire Shechina would be displaced, God forbid. As the Gemara says concerning an arrogant person, that God says, I and he cannot live in the same place, cannot be in the same place. So the Shechina can't rest where there is unholiness. The whole Shechina, not just the Raglia Shechina. Elo, however, even when the Shechina is displaced, still, Shemelech also berahotim. It's like a king who is bound and tied in the troughs, which is a very degrading condition, where the king is bound and forced to be where he doesn't want to be. In other words, although God can't completely disassociate himself from us, because we are his children, but still we're forcing him into a position where he doesn't want to be. And in that sense, he's not present. That the Shekhinah is removed in the sense that it doesn't want to be there. But it is there because God's commitment to the Jew and the fact that he can't be separated from the Jew. Aval, vay leman didachkin l'shechinta kad yekim l'kutcha b'ichu. Woe is to those who push away the Shekhinah, who displace the Shekhinah when God raises it up. V'yeimalot hisnari me'ofer kumi. And when God says to the Shekhinah, rise up from the dust, then woe to those who had displaced it, the Shekhinah. V'al klas milin mis'akva Yisrael b'galusa. And he says there in the Zohar that there are three things that prolong the galus. Al didachkin l'shchinta, the things that we do that make the Shekhinah uncomfortable, the al da'avdin kalma b'shchinta, and for bringing embarrassment to the Shekhinah. K'ma shekosu b'Zeir HaKodesh, as he writes in the Zohar. So the Alter Rebbe is saying that when Jews get together a minyan to daven, they have to be careful that before and after the davening, it shouldn't deteriorate into an unholy situation. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 20th of Tishrei, the fourth day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the Rebbe writes that Be'ez HaNa'anuyim Tzorich LaHagiyah Ad HaChoze, that when we wave the lulav and the esrig in the six directions, when we bring the esrig back to our chest, we have to touch the bottom of the lulav and the esrig to the chest, mokim shemakim ba'amiras hashamnu, the same place where we beat our chest when we're saying the confession, the hashamnu. Omar amur, so my father said, the Rebbe Rashab said, ba'achas ha'esvados, in one of the Fabrengians, sheyesh leimar, shezehu kamei ha'inyin sh'al yedei ha'kevet veish, Shekedim Hatfila, Shemismarmer Benafshe. The connection between the lulav and esrog touching the chest in the same place where we beat our chest when we're confessing our sins, the connection there is that just as it says that before davening, there has to be Kevad Reish, when a person comes to davening, he has to be very serious minded, sober minded, Shemismarmer Benafshe, which means that he feels an embitterment in his nefesh because of his sins. Al yidei ze dafke yocholi es achakach hispailus hamidus betfila. That's what makes it possible to later in the davening have an emotional response, a warm feeling in the davening. So the warmth, which is the lulav and the esrog, is dependent on first having that bitter feeling over our sins. And that's the connection between touching the lulav and esrog to the same place on the chest where we beat the chest for as part of the confession when we say the hashamnu.